This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. When I was a kid in the late 1970s, yeah, I said it. That's how old I am. I was a kid in the late 1970s. You want more detailed math? You're going to have to wait for my obituary. But anyway, when I was a kid in the late 1970s, one of the most popular shows on the air was Happy Days. Now, Happy Days, for those of you under 30, is the hit TV show that brilliant film director Ron Howard was in after his first hit TV show, The Andy Griffith Show, went off the air and right before his feature film directing career took off, all of which is just another illustration that in Hollywood, as in life, it pays to be a well-adjusted, nice, dependable, and super talented person. And if you want a really stellar career, you sort of have to be all four all the time. Now, Happy Days was set in the mid-1950s, but it aired in the mid-1970s, which is a 20-year difference. But back when I was a kid, Happy Days seemed to depict a far-off, far-gone fairy tale America. It was a deep period piece about a time and a place totally foreign to the modern go-go world of Farrah Fawcett and jogging and AMC Pacers. Again, if you're under 30, just Google that last sentence. But that's all it was, a 20-year difference, which means that we, today, are farther away from the time Happy Days was on television than Happy Days, the TV show, was from the 1950s. And that means two things. One, that the years 1985 to 1990 are about to get covered pretty heavily in film and TV. And two, I'm old. You see, when I started out in TV 19 years ago, we used to make fun of older writers in the writer's room. We'd pretend we were that old writer complaining about ageism, something like, I wrote 74 episodes of Whirlybirds and I can't get a meeting. Or we'd look out at the studio lot and say sadly, this used to be all orange groves. The idea of the older writer, the gray, to use the WGA anti-ageism term, was pretty funny for almost 15 years. Until early 2005, to be exact, when the gray at my temple started looking a lot more salt than pepper. Then when I would mention my credits to people and instead of getting, I love that show, I'd get, my dad loved that show. And I started getting smaller and smaller residual checks, and then mostly from TV land. On the other hand, the benefit of being a gray is that you are categorically incapable of being surprised. Look, you wrote 74 Whirlybirds. You've been to a million meetings. You've watched a million run-throughs. If you wait a year, the entire command structure of half of the networks and most of the studios, it's going to be radically different. The problem I've discovered isn't being gray or old. It's being tired. Now, right now, I'm writing, and I finished up a pilot, and I'm getting ready for next season. 20 years ago, I was watching Murphy Brown and Newhart and working on my Cheers spec. And in between, I wrote 74 Whirlybirds. No complaints. And that's it for this week. Next week, The Rumor Mill for KCRW. This is Rob Long with Martini Shot.